Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie, how are you?
I'm well. One of Britain's most infamous murderers, Ian Brady, has died.
One of the most evil human beings that the world has ever seen is dead at the age of 79. He has died at Ashworth Psychiatric Hospital on Merseyside. Ian Brady, for anyone who's not familiar with his crimes, he killed children in the 60s. He abducted them, he tortured them, and he murdered them with his girlfriend Myra Hindley, who was his accomplice. She would lure the children into her vehicle before driving them out to Saddleworth Moor, a really remote moors area outside Manchester, where Brady would be waiting. Two vile human beings. Hindley died in prison a few years back now. Brady has died overnight. He is all over the newspapers today. And if we never hear his name mentioned in public again, if no more breath is wasted on this specimen, it'll be too soon. Absolutely vile what they did.
Yeah, certainly is. We'll put a full stop to him right now. Now, Theresa May, she will debate Jeremy Corbyn on TV. I thought there wasn't going to be a TV debate.
Well, that's what everyone was told, that they would not be doing it, that she was not interested. And the Conservative view was that, you know, 21 percentage points ahead in the polls, what's to be gained? But there's been a change about, and I'm proud to say they will do it on my channel on May 29th on Sky News. Jeremy Corbyn versus Theresa May, the keys to number 10 for the winner. It's going to be very interesting. The format, as I understand it, what has been agreed is that they will take a question and answer session from the audience, and then each leader will be grilled by a political journalist and commentator. So it'll be fascinating to see who says what. Corbyn had a bit of a car crash last week, quite literally driving over a cameraman, the manifesto getting leaked 4 days early. Theresa May just keeps plugging away, and the gap still remains at 21 percentage points.
Yeah. Now, how are the preparations for Pippa Middleton's wedding?
Well, it's not a royal wedding, but you'd be forgiven for thinking it is with the amount of newspaper coverage. And, of course, you know, it is in all but name when you've got the future king, Prince George, as your page boy, and his sister, Princess Charlotte, as your flower girl. Huge interest in this. And a story jumps out in the papers today. Can you believe it? The Middleton family are spending, if you believe the papers and their figures, $200,000 on a glass marquee.
Just for the marquee?
Just for the marquee. That's what they reckon, yeah. It's being shipped in from Belgium, specially constructed. They're calling it in the papers today the Crystal Palace. It looks amazing. It looks absolutely amazing. I just wish every now and then, and I'm going to mention his name, the groom, James Matthews, is the guy she's marrying, because I can guarantee at the weekend, when the pictures are in the papers, he won't be in any of them.
Yeah, he probably won't. Ender, we'll leave it there. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Pleasure, Ollie. See you, mate.